Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. I have two episodes out today. The first is a bonus episode, where I give a quick recap of where we are in the podcast, explain how the stories are organized, and then play a fun game with my brother and his family. This is the second episode, today's story. It's the summer of 1989. I'm pregnant again. The story tells about my second pregnancy and then describes my life as a mother of two. I call the story Baby Number Two. Here we go. Baby number two. I'm pregnant again. Our children are going to be 2 years apart, possibly to the day. I have the same due date with baby number two as I had with baby number one, only 2 years later. Again, I feel awful the first few weeks, nauseous and tired. And again, around week 16, my energy comes back with a voracious appetite and a craving for red meat. Once I really begin to show, we tell our older son that he's going to be a big brother. But since he's only 21 months old, it's hard to tell how much he really understands. But later that day, when I can feel that the baby is moving, we take his hand and put it on my belly. He smiles, and both he and my husband take turns kissing his new sibling. Finally, the big day arrives. My younger son is born closer to his due date, so my boy's birthdays are 5 days apart. Baby number two has beautiful blue eyes and very light hair. He looks much more like my husband than he does me. As I gaze into his eyes, I feel such joy, but I also think about my dad and wish he were still here. A few days later, we all go home. My husband's with us for the first 2 weeks, and then he's back at work. My mom comes to help out at that point and stays for a week. And then I'm on my own as my husband starts traveling again. Luckily, I have an excellent helper. My older son helps me with everything. He helps me hold his brother's bottle when he's hungry. He hands me diapers when he needs to be changed. He helps me dry him off after his bath. He's a wonderful big brother, and I, very quickly, adjust to being a mother of two. One night, about 7 months later, I'm having trouble getting my younger son to sleep. He's generally a really good sleeper, but tonight, he won't stop crying. I spend about a half hour trying to get him to calm down. I finally give up, put him in his crib, and decide to take a break. As I walk out of his room, there standing in the hallway is my older son. "He's still crying," he says. "I know," I answer. I've gotten used to adult-like conversations with my older son, mostly because my husband is away so much of the time. "I've tried everything," I say. "I've rocked with him. I've walked with him. I've tried feeding him. Nothing works. I'm just totally out of patience." It is then that my older son puts his hand into his imaginary pocket, takes my hand, and puts his fingers in my palm. "Here, Mommy. Here's some more patience. Go make him feel better." Well, since I really can't argue with that, I ask, "Would you like to help?" The two of us go back in the baby's room. I take him out of the crib and sit in the rocking chair. I have my baby laying up against my shoulder and my toddler in my lap. He's gently patting his brother's back and telling him, "It's okay. Everything's okay." My baby eventually falls asleep and I put him in his crib. I then walk with my older son to his room and lay down with him until he falls asleep. And then, bedtime for me. Tomorrow is another day. Having two children so close in age was totally exhausting. And when I see young mothers today with two little ones, I think to myself, I can't believe I did that. I hope you like my story. If so, please share with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review. And subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called, "I Don't Want to Hear It." Husband number one starts traveling more often. His time away now includes many weekends. and it's taking a toll on our relationship. Follow me on Instagram at DebsMM61. That's DebsMM, as in memorable moments, 61. My husband drew all the pictures. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a keychain, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, DebsMM61.com, where you can also learn more about me and check out the Dancing Debbie. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for baby number two is called Dream by Audio Coffee. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Deb's Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.